and you haven't seen it since.
No, now there's a road legal version and they made a bunch of changes.
Well, it's now inside there.
And so you've driven it.
I drove it 2 weeks ago. And the embargo lifted yesterday, so I can tell you how it drives.
Perfect.
We'll have to go and watch the video.
Let's go.
Now, you might recognize this car from its brief cameo in James Bond, No Time to Die, appearing in a wind tunnel test at the Q branch. Only 999 units are being built, with a cost around €1 million. It's expensive, it's also fast. In fact, it's Aston Martin's most powerful V8 ever built. Just the engine, without hybrid, makes 817 horsepower. You had the three electric motors, and now you've got 1,064 horsepower, making this car do 0-60 in 2.5 seconds at a top speed of 217 miles per hour.